Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 948. We're chatting today with Jim Jeanette. He is the president of Manhattan Area Technical College, and they've got some exciting things going on here. We're going to shift gears a little bit, not so much talk about the COVID and the reopening, but you've got a pretty exciting project going on over in Wamego right now, and the renovations going on over there at the Wamego Center.
Right. Our first off-campus center is in Wamego, the old Bluestem Electric Company on Highway 24, kind of kitty corner from the school district. Renovations are underway in the main building. COVID did slow things up with that, but we should be open with the main building in a few weeks. We hope to start one or two gen ed classes, probably a mix of hybrid and online. And then we'll be renovating the first lab building to the north of our main building. And hopefully in the spring, you'll see some more activity. There's one more building beyond that. There's three total buildings that we'll be in the business of renovating. Our plans right now, as we've talked with the school districts and business and industry, is we're going to probably bring over some healthcare, probably some information networking technology training. We're looking at probably putting in either plumbing or electrician training, construction trades, and several other things. It'll start with courses, and as we grow the enrollment and the support, they'll morph into the full programs. But it's real exciting for us. We're tickled to death to work with the school districts over there. This past academic year, we were able to start doing some building trades classes at Rock Creek High School. So we're excited to do this. I think, you know, tech ed, again, it's a way to get people into a job market that's needed. It's not a dead end. And it really balances. What so many people don't understand is we need K-State, their mission. They train a lot of professionals, the researchers. They're very good at what they do. We got to have them. The tech colleges like Manhattan Tech, we're the other part of the balance, because we train the mechanics and the engineer techs and a lot of healthcare workers, et cetera. The both of those combined is what makes the world tick and the economy tick. So we're excited to get more people interested in tech ed, but also help them understand how to learn and apply themselves to go on in higher education.
And you mentioned there will be some opportunities as soon as this year for students in that area, Wamego, Rock Creek, yeah, and some of the other schools?
Yeah, we'll have some stuff available this semester, one or two classes, and then you'll see more of it starting in January. I know we're looking at expanding our CNA, the Certified Nursing Assistant training. We're having conversations. There's quite a process to go through to expand nursing. We have to go through the State Board of Nursing and our accreditation agency. But we are looking at, can we expand so we can put in more nursing students? That's a critical need throughout the state, throughout our region. We have both the PN level, practical nursing level, and RN level. And it's a bridge program, but we're at capacity here. So we're exploring some options with Wamego, so hopefully we can expand with that as well.
Let's say that that's a success in Wamego. What do you see for the future? Would MATC explore possibly other off-site campuses around the region?
Yeah, we've had discussions with folks in Junction City, with the chamber, business folks, county folks. You know, part of the trick in the conversations is our part of the mission is workforce education related to regional economic development. I don't want to do classes for students and they can't get a job in the region. You know, if they have to move off to St. Louis or Chicago to get a job, that doesn't help keep people in the area. So we try to tie our programs to what's needed in the region. And again, that's why we emphasize construction trades, HVAC, welding, things like that, as well as healthcare. So, you know, I think if the folks in Wamego continue to work with us like they have, folks in Junction City, as we've started discussions, I think it's possible we will continue to expand. Doesn't mean we're going to replicate everything at every site, but it's targeting what's needed in those communities to help drive their economic development.
I see. Okay. Well, I know you've also got another planning grant you're working on with USD 383. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this we're working on a career academy concept and work-based learning. We are so privileged to be able to work with USD 383, Dr. Wade on down. They're one of the five pilot school districts in the state to try to move into work-based learning. And it's quite a concept. that they're working on with that. But part of it with us is their two-year college partner. How do we help them expand more opportunities for students? And it's not just tech ed. It's to help to make their students more college and career ready. But there is an emphasis for the students to look more into their future. What kind of things might they have the aptitude and interest in for a career? It's not closing doors, but it's looking at possibilities. Tied with that is a career academy approach. We already do many things with Manhattan High School. Like I said, we enroll almost 400 students a year in classes with us. But there's more opportunities. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce sponsored an inner city trip up to Lincoln and Omaha. And the folks who went, when they stopped in Lincoln, saw the career academy in Lincoln between the school district there and Southeast Community College. And I was getting phone calls and messages while the people are on the trip, can we look into doing that here? So Dr. Wade and I have been working on it. We applied for a planning grant from the Carolyn Pine Foundation that's helping right now us fund some investigation and putting the plans together for next steps. We have many local business folks involved, kind of an executive business industry leadership team. One of our It's a good problem to have is we're out of room both here and at the high school with what we could do in the future with more tech ed, more career academy things, more adult education. So we're talking with this group about, you know, what plans can we lay out over the next 1 to 3 to 5 years and how do we make those things come true? Because of COVID, because of a lot of things, we're trying to take an approach that looks at what programs are needed to train the workforce that's needed for the region. And think about how we expand our facilities where we don't need huge renovation monies. We need help on putting in the equipment and providing scholarships for the students to get the training. So it's been a very positive project. We have a meeting with this executive business industry leadership team later this week. And as we put some more plans together, I'm hoping we can come out with, Marvin and I come out with kind of a joint statement on our progress sometime this fall.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that. That's an exciting project. In terms of, and I know you have a lot of different programs there at MATC. If you could just hand select maybe just about three programs you'd like to see maybe more interest in here in the community going forward to fill some of those needs, where would that be?
Well, certainly construction trades. I'd like to see more and more get into that. Despite a lot of the economic issues, again, both commercial and residential construction is pretty solid in the area. And as I've mentioned to many groups that I speak to, if you look at population projections for Kansas, the official ones are done down at Wichita State, but there's only three counties in the state that have double-digit population growth over the next 25 years. One, of course, is Johnson County. Really? No kidding. But the other two surprise a lot of people because it's Pottawatomie and Gary counties. So as we start thinking about, again, that regional economy, Fort Riley, K-State, NBAP, the Animal Health Corridor, plus small businesses through here. And how do we train the workforce? We have growing school populations for the most part in our area. We have a great opportunity to train people for great jobs, keep them here, whether it's in tech ed and or higher ed with the university, with K-State. We're in a great position compared to a lot of the rest of the state to help drive our own economy and well-being in this region. So I'm hoping we can do that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's interesting times we're living in here with everything going on, and nice to see that we're going to see some in-person classes and some online as well for those who want to take advantage of that here coming up on Monday. Anything else we should know about, Jim?
Again, folks, just do the safe things. If you're interested in Manhattan Tech, get online or give us a call so we can set up an appointment. We do a lot of things virtually, but we are seeing more and more interest, but we do want you to plan ahead. But big thing, folks, please stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay home when you can. If you don't have to get out and go public places, that's always advised. Of course, we were talking earlier here about having barbecue. I imagine you're a big barbecue guy.
I don't turn it down. You know, There's nothing better than some barbecue ribs, an appropriate beverage, and then if you can listen to Dave Lewis while you're eating, it's even better.
Cue Dave.
You know, everything tastes better when you listen to Dave.
To make sure they get out and vote in November.
Everything tastes better when you listen to Dave.
Everything tastes better, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dave, today's rock music thing. What's the most successful political rock and roll song?
Oh, my. Most successful?
Yeah.
Fortunate Son?
Probably. Or Eve of Destruction.
That would be good, yeah. You know, and I guess, you know, going back to the protest songs of the 60s and early 70s, that's probably where you'll find most of those.
My favorite was From Chicago in 1975.
Okay. You got me puzzled here.
They had a great song called Harry Truman.
Oh, gosh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that was more biographical, though, wasn't it?
Well, it was post-Watergate and everything. So.
Yeah, and Harry just, you know, got things done the way Harry Truman would do it.
Yep.
So,
Jim, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in a couple months.
Y'all take care. Thank you.
All right, Jim Jeanette, president of MATC, our guest here on In Focus. Thanks to Tim Winter, our guest earlier here from Wamego Public Schools. If you missed any of those, we'll have them up shortly at newsradiokman.com.
And what do we got tomorrow on a Thursday?
Tomorrow we have Fort Riley on the program, and we've also got Jeff Morris from K-State.
Oh, good, good. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh with Ken Matthews, Dan Patrick, and the game all on the way.